Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines and order scenes with footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme to our quite dancing able. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies, and we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the ninth day of January. And the prepper tip of the day is to make sure you've got spare parts for your battle rifle. If you don't know what to do, work with a certified gunsmith. The gunsmith I work with locally is Dake Gunsmithing. It's D-A-K-E, Dake Gunsmithing. They're in Cuba, Missouri. It's a he knows his stuff. He does great work. And the telephone number, let him know that I've referred you, 573-677-0373. I say again, 573-677-0373. That's Brad Dake up there in beautiful Cuba, Missouri on old Route 66. We have with us Steve Manoon. His website is israelinewslive.org. Steve, before we get back to our friend up there in Montana, what would people find when they go to your website, sir?
What do they find when they go to my website? What we do is some of the more videos that you can't watch on YouTube because of censorship. You'll find it at israelinewslive.org. I don't write as much articles as I should. Yana does write from time to time there as well. But that's the main thing you find on our channel there is those type videos that are censored that are not allowed to be on YouTube.
All right. Let's continue, Kyle, with your questions or comments.
Sure. So, Steve, I see that one scripture a little differently than you on the division. I think when Jesus said to them, you know, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand, I think he was trying to say, or he was saying, that Satan's kingdom is not divided. I think that he won't be able to stand. But we know that reality, his kingdom doesn't, I mean, it doesn't end until Jesus comes back and completely destroys him. So my thought on this is, and the reason I'm bringing that up, is that these are all facets of an attack. I think that reviving Nimrod, these quote-unquote entities that are coming, the reality of trying to have CERN find the God particle and these entities that have appeared, scientists have reported that they've seen entities when they crash this stuff happening where it's interdimensional, trying to at some point bring all of these entities alive and bring them into this realm. I think that's all one concerted fight. And I think the only way that we're going to survive that thing is being in Christ, and completely knowing our God and knowing where we stand. Because I do believe that the delusion that God is going to bring on the earth is going to be the one that allows Satan to show up and in many ways refute Scripture and refute our own understanding of the origin of man and the relationship between man and God to deceive many. And I'm not trying to argue with you necessarily. I'm just maybe throwing out another thought on this, and because I love your thought process. So
I agree with you in that regards there. And I'll tell you, in the way that you bring that out, also makes sense, because I used to always believe the same way as far as what the scripture meant on that. But one thing that I have to agree with, just as I listen to the way you present this, is just like in warfare that we do here on earth or conquering a nation, we tend to play both sides of the fence there. We arm both factions. but it's still to gain the end results that that whether it be the United States or whatever country is doing, they play both sides of that. Like in the case of Iran, we armed the faction that started the revolution, and then we took and helped the government to fight against it. But ultimately, they wanted to replace the government. So in that regards there, I could see where you're coming from on that, that it's basically Satan's kingdom is really not divided, but they basically are playing both sides of it, even if it is, because, I mean, let's face it, those that are trying to revive Nimrod's body is definitely not a good group of people in the first place. And they may be planning on trying to fight against these entities that are coming, but at the end of the day, Satan's the mastermind back there. He may be using that to play them in order to be able to achieve his objective in the long run, and thus total domination of this planet to begin with.
Yep, I agree. Yep. All right. Well, that's all I had, John. I appreciate Steve. I appreciate you being on.
Okay, Carl. Thank you for your call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Any updates on the ongoing war with Israel and Gaza, if you know, sir?
Yeah, I can update a little bit on that. I wanted to ask you, though, real quick, John, have you ever heard of that Guillain-Barré disease, that nerve disease?
Yeah, it's got different names, but I'm familiar with it, yes.
Yes, you know, just one quick thing. Jason, he didn't get a chance to share that, but he was going to share. A friend of his actually had it, was crippled up in a wheelchair from it. He did X39, and now he walks.
Well, that's something that people have gotten from vaccinations and other things. Very debilitating thing. Well, that's good news. And I've got the two X39 patches on my left knee as we speak. I mean, to get in better shape so I can compete in a 100-meter dash in about 5 months or so. Anyway, moving on from there.
Israel.
Israel, yes, sir.
Okay, Israel. One of the big things that's going on right now over in Israel that's very alarming. Everything's alarming. This constant bloodshed under the guise of we have to go after Hamas. So, by the way, the civilians shouldn't really be in the way, even though there's no place for them to go. That continues. But the other thing that's really alarming that's been coming out in the news more and more is this constant targeting of the journalists that are trying to cover the war. And even the journalists...
Who's targeting them, if you know?
Israel is targeting them.
Really?
And this is what's being alleged against Israel, that they're actually targeting these journalists. And I don't know the way Israel would actually perceive that. Oh, I'm sorry, they're just in the way, but... you have journalists that have their entire families have been involved in journalism. And I forget the name of this one family that just recently, the last member of the family that was a journalist was also killed. It is the numbers of those killed as journalists has superseded any war that we've ever had journalists killed in the past. Just in this Gaza conflict, including World War II. And the only way that Israel wants a journalist to be allowed to go in there is if they're embedded with their soldiers only. And it does seem to, it appears to be with the way things are being conducted, is that Israel wants to dominate the narrative that is coming out of this war. You know, and I want to be clear too, John, you know, I definitely do not support what Hamas did to the Israeli people back on October the 7th. But then again, there's a lot of things that are coming to light as time goes on that just was never told the truth about that they've tried to cover up, including Israeli tanks firing on homes with civilians in them. You know, whether it was an accident, and I'm sure Israeli soldiers would never want to harm their own people. I do believe that. I don't believe that Israelis would just take willingly and fire tank rounds into a home with Israeli civilians in there. But because so many Israeli soldiers, I really believe they had no clue that there was something sinister going on, walked into a hotbed. And then all these, this chaos with all these Palestinians in there, they just began to start shooting, you know, indiscriminately, trying to survive those that did that were showing up, of course, 8 hours after the fact. So therefore, I'm sure there were many, many incidences, you know, that caused. They've already estimated now over 200 lives were lost at friendly fire from what happened that day. And I'm sure that story is going to continue.
That's October 7th we're talking about.
Yes, October the 7th. Right. So the point is that I don't, you know, what Hamas did was clearly a tragedy against the Jewish people. But we could have easily gone into Gaza. Now, I don't want to say easily, like make it look like some easy thing to do. Naturally, that's like guerrilla warfare when you're going from house to house, street to street and battling. But there would have been a lot less death toll had it not been carpet bombed the entire northern Gaza that has left now more than 20,000 civilians dead on top of however many Hamas fighters they've managed to get in that process. And that number is only going to grow. And the problem, too, John, is that there's no place for these people to go. They tell them this, you know, oh, it's safe down here, or it's safe over there. And then they turn around and they bomb those places, too. What do these poor people do? And then you watch these little children that are crying, that are saying, when are you going to stop bombing us? I mean, the psychological effects that are going to, for those that do survive or are not maimed, is just no telling how horrible this is going to be in the long run for these people.
Well, it's war is what I refer to war privately as organized insanity. It's every war, the majority of injuries and deaths are civilians. It doesn't matter which war you're talking about. And as the old saying goes, friendly fire isn't. In fact, going back to the Civil War, General Stonewall Jackson was killed by friendly fire, just as one small example. Every war has friendly fire casualties, injuries, and deaths. That's expected. It's not good. Every army tries to avoid it to the best of their ability. The question that keeps coming up is, there's a number of Arab nations surrounding Israel there, and apparently none of them are accepting refugees from Gaza, are they?
No, they're not, and that's something that people may not realize really what's going on there. I've actually asked about that, and one thing that has been brought up to me is that the leaders of these nations are still controlled. They're controlled. They're not going to allow those refugees in as long as somebody above their food chain level is telling them you're not allowing them in. It doesn't matter how much the people protest. People forget that a lot of people in power are very much controlled. And there could be a lot of said about the Epstein names that got released as well. Even if the person is innocent, when it comes to these names of Epstein, doesn't matter. The fact that your name's on a list, that just makes the world think you're the guiltiest person on the planet. And that's control. And that's orchestrated on a global scale, not just with American politicians, but that's also orchestrated even in the ranks of Hamas. I've been told that before, because I asked that question one day. How do you manage to get a Palestinian to become a Mossad agent? I said, what kind of money are you offering them? And I was told it's not money. They don't offer them money to become Mossad agents. The way they get them is extortion, not so much with money, but in this case here with exposing their family, but that there may be homosexuality that's going on in their family, and they're going to expose it to their friends and neighbors, which is taboo in the Arab community.
Right. Well, these tactics go back for centuries. There's nothing new or unusual or unique about them, is there?
No, there's not, John. Like you said, and even the friendly fire, that, you know, that was my point with Israel. I don't think these soldiers intended for that to happen.
Well, they feel horrible.
Yeah,
it's horrible for the psyche of any soldier who finds out that they shot somebody, killed somebody that was not supposed to be shot. It's absolutely horrific. But let's move on to another part of the world, and that would be China and what China is doing all over that part of the world with their announced intention to reunite with Taiwan. Of course, how can you reunite with something that's never been united in the first place?
Well, that's very true, and but everything that I'm hearing right now on that is that not only China but Indonesia as well, that there's a strong indication that this could go down in the next couple of months. Don't know if it's really going to happen that quickly. I've heard that before. Back when I first released it, it was anticipated to be by the end of the year. That was a couple of years ago, but you know, things are rapidly changing on a global scale, so we may very well see that very soon.
Absolutely. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Texas. Come on, John.
Hello. I was going to ask you about Stan Johnson's recent podcast about the upcoming, what he said, prophecies for 2024, and he says that he's gone into several prophecies concerning what people promulgated, like Vicky Parnell and who else and some others, concerning the fall of America, going back to Dimitri Dudem, and he says that there would be an internal revolution that would be started by the communists. That first of all, there would be a coup carried out by the military against against the deep state. They would be overthrown and their members arrested and rounded up and brought before military tribunals, and there would be dictatorial rule established, and there would then be a uprising started by the left, and the government would lose control, and there would be suitcase nukes detonated. And what eventually would happen is that Russia and Venezuela and Russia, Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, and a couple of other countries would attack the United States. They would send in hypersonic missiles, and North Korea would send hypersonic nuclear missiles that would, in several waves, that would destroy the major cities of the United States, and the United States would be brought down in an hour. Have you heard of this?
Yes, I have heard of the Dudemon prophecies and things like that have been discussed over the years. And the one thing that I can say is that there's a lot of efforts that are going forth to try to bring about the unrest of this nation, to try to bring about the collapse of the United States. It is a communist move. I agree with that 100%. What a lot of people may not realize is the communists are sitting right there in the White House. You know, so just because they declare democracy doesn't mean that they believe in democracy. And as my uncle, who worked with the FBI, said to me and to my wife one day, he was also a college professor, is that he said he is amazed at how easily communism slept into the colleges and university in this nation, totally unchallenged. And so even the mindset of the younger generation is already being moved into that process. And then, of course, you see what's going on the southern border. You know, we don't have Mexican refugees coming into this nation. I mean, yes, sure, there is some. But why do we have so many black refugees? And that's not, I don't say that as a racial thing. I'm just simply stating, since when do you have black people coming from Mexico to migrate to the United States illegally? You know, just think about it. Same thing with the Arabs that are coming across our southern border. Since when do the Arabs live down in Mexico and they have to migrate here? So all these things you realize, especially in the case of the black people that they're bringing across that southern border, you know that's an operation. Because why? You have a lot of nations in Africa that speak.
Hold on, Steve. We got a break. John, thank you for your call. We have a break. We'll get back to Steve's comments after the break.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. You still there with us, Steve?
Hello, Steve. I am here.
Yeah, we got a lot going on here. Carpenter showing up and so forth. Well, Steve, this thing with China, they have a goal, and that's to basically rule the world, isn't it?
Yes, it is, John. And in fact, Mossad people had told me years ago, don't be picking on China. They're going to be the next world superpower. So, going back to what John was talking about, you know, that the intention to collapse this nation is being orchestrated by communists, both those that are controlling politicians on the inside here and those abroad. And that's their objective. They want to do it and try to bring it down with as little resistance as they possibly can. But they also know that this is the most heavily armed nation in the world, and that's privately.
Absolutely. When it comes to reanimating Nimrod and dealing with these entities, is China part of that, or they're just off on their own?
I've never heard any mention of them being a part of it. Only the Israelis and the U.S. Being involved in that, but I'm sure there is more cooperation in other areas with other countries, but I'm not really aware of who would be as involved. Russians, I would think, could be more involved in it as well. They have a lot more technology in that area than what most people realize.
Absolutely. Ready for our next caller?
I'm ready.
Okay, we got James in North Carolina. Good morning, James.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing this morning?
Good, good.
I just got a question slash statement. What if all of these Chinese and Africans and whatnot are not coming over for China? They're coming over for the UN. Because I feel they're trying to get us into a civil war and the UN step in and do a martial law on us.
That's exactly correct. And that's exactly the way that they had planned it from the beginning. One of the things, James, that was shared with me a few years back is that the Biden administration, when they first came into power, had already made an agreement with the Chinese that if we were to go into any kind of civil unrest, that they would be the country that would be the one that would be allowed to spearhead a United Nations peacekeeping force because it was determined that they had the most to lose because of their investments in the United States. And so therefore, they were given that basically that particular mantle to run or to spearhead any type of United Nations force. And so, yes, the other thing is, too, is that they want us to turn on each other. In fact, that is also meant to do in order to help expend a lot of the ammunition that we have on taking each other out so that when they do come in, there's less of us to deal with in turn once that's done. That's, by the way, that's very much the same plot that's being used in Ukraine, the Russians against the Ukrainians. That was a plot from going way back that's been planned. Menachem Schneerson, the head of the Chabad Lubavitch organization, spoke publicly that they would turn the Russians and Ukrainians against one another, make one think that they're trying to retake back land that belonged to them, being the Russians, and the Ukrainians believing that they're having to defend their freedom from the Russians, but the ultimate goal was to kill off the Slavic people.
Well, the main reason why I'm saying that is, and you just answered my question, but if you've paid attention to the last 4 or 5 years, how many trains have had UN vehicles? How many reports of every day do you hear how many Africans are coming across or how many Chinese? How many Chinese are in Canada? You know, it's just I don't think they're wanting to go to, China's not coming to war for us, but it's the UN. That's the way I'm feeling.
Right, right. China's just being used as the military arm to help make this happen. And that is correct. And, but they want to replace the UN as well in the future. That's a different subject. But, the other thing is, too, is even whether it be Chinese or whether it be the black people from Africa that they're bringing in that speak English, the advantage they have there is assimilation within our society relatively undetected. We don't really do this mass deportation program in this country as people think. I can't tell you how many illegal Mexican people I know that are in this nation here. They're able to operate, work, and practically undetected. And especially you get the people from Africa, they could easily assimilate into society, and you wouldn't know any different. But yet at the same time, and then have all the access to weapons, too, illegally, that you could ever possibly imagine.
Hold on, we got a break. James, thank you for your call. We have a break.
Thank you.
Callers on hold. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Down there I'm often got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, Rebecca, ladies and gentlemen, if you find yourself living through a crisis, you'll find sleep becomes quite precious, more so than normal. That's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. You may only be able to get 3 hours sleep, and that Energy Cleaner will make that 3 hours sleep much, much better for you. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Steve Bannoun. His website is IsraelisNewsLive.org, and we're now joined by Dave Hodges, two websites, TheCommonSenseShow.com and TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Thank you, Dave, for joining us.
Well, my friend, I was not moving in a snowstorm on a mountain pass with no cell reception, so that's why you're hearing from me now. So it's kind of hairy where I'm at.
Yeah.
It's a balmy 4 degrees.
Well, God bless you for living in the staying in the mountains. It's not for me. Well, we have limited time here. Steve's been with us for an hour and a half, and we're going to take what limited time we have to get whatever updates you might have for us. Dave, go ahead.
Well, you know, the Miami Mall has caught my interest because I have seen too many accounts on Twitter where people said they saw 10-foot aliens. Now, I have to admit, the giggle factor was there, and I laughed. But I'm seeing all these people were in panic. Shots were fired at these perceived creatures. And we're talking dozens of people reporting this. We have a lack of cell phone images, although I've seen some eyewitness accounts. I almost think it's HARP technology beta testing something. And we know Project Bluebeam is out there and possible, and a fake alien invasion using high tech. And I'm not so sure that's not what we saw at that mall, but that is certainly the bizarre incident of the first week. And then the other thing that's caught my attention is I'm getting reports this morning. I just checked my text messages here now that I'm in cell reception range. And two people have told me they think Lloyd Austin was killed in an airstrike in Ukraine. I can't confirm that. I don't know if that's true, but that rumor is out there. And there is something very, very bizarre when the White House doesn't know what's going on with the defense secretary, that he's allegedly in the hospital. I mean, this is one of the most bizarre things I think I've ever seen.
Well, if he's, I heard the rumors that he's deceased. They can't hide that for very long, can they, Dave?
No, they can't, unless they find a double. We know that goes on.
Or a clone, as we talked about earlier in the show. It's pretty amazing. Dave, you ready to take a caller here?
Sure.
Okay, we got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Sorry about the double call on the same show. Normally I call once every 2 weeks. If Steve's still there, the Shinar Directive, that's the name of the book by Dr. Michael Lake, has a whole chapter devoted to Nimrod and Babylon. And both you, John, and Steve would enjoy the book. It's scholarly, referenced with footnotes. And you're both going to be at the Dallas conference in the spring, Dr. Michael Lake and John, and also Carrie Madej. So I wanted to make sure Steve had knowledge of that book. Thank you kindly.
Okay. Thank you, Sherman. We appreciate the call. Let's take our next caller. It'll be Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. First of all, like, you know, Jeff Nyquist and other people are talking about the Chinese and what they're up to. And a woman reported in Canada that they basically have operations in Africa with the United Nations, and the United Nations muscle is CCP and Blue Helmets. And I'm a big fan of Michael Yan. I support him. And his recent post that he sent me shows all the United Nations literature, maps, everything down in the Darien Gap. I really believe that the United Nations is behind a lot of this. And if this woman's right, in Canada, she says they've got 70,000 CCP troops waiting to cross the border. Basically, if something gets going here, they would bring in the United Nations peacekeepers to try to stop it. The other problem is that, from what I see, everybody's talking about nuking us, but the Chinese want the land, and they're not going to be able to grow anything if it's glowing. So I find that kind of a hard thing to swallow, too. I really believe this invasion's underway. I think Michael Yan's right on, and everybody that seems to contribute to it seems to have the same idea. But the problem is nobody knows when, and that's really you know, hard to handle. But I just wanted to make that comment in closing. In Wisconsin, the governor's a Democrat. He came in, they played with the ballots, and when Biden came in, he gave him a couple $1 billion, which the state legislature has no control over. Biden controls it. And he, you know, he lays it out to the people that are part of the plan. So that's what I'm seeing in Wisconsin, and I'll turn it back to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You know, John, I have a little info on that.
Please, go ahead.
I've got some sources down there, too, outside of Michael Yan. Now, Michael Yan's communicating with my friend Paul Preston, and he's saying much of what was just said by the caller. But I understand Mayorkas was there and was personally seen in the Darien Gap speaking to entrenched Chinese soldiers awaiting assignment coming across the border. And as a follow-up to this, there's a video out there by Dick Durbin, and he was saying on air, this is on video, he said, when foreign troops serve in our military, they should be given citizenship if they perform bravely. Well, Paul Preston has information that some of these Chinese troops are being taken into Camp Pendleton, and they believe that they're going into the American military. And this is what Durbin was referring to without being real specific. I mean, putting the Chinese in our military, what could go wrong? And let me tell you, I was in Oceanside, which is next to Camp Pendleton, in July, and I noticed how many Chinese men I was seeing in groups, three and four, restaurants, shopping, walking around the pier. But the Chinese were proliferating in that area, and we go there every year for a family vacation, and I have never seen it like that. And I asked the question to one of my sources, how long has this been going on in California? And they said since June. So the time frame fits. So I think the caller's on the money. I don't know if Michael Yan has said this. Hopefully my cell reception is going to hold. I'm going to call Paul Preston after the show and see what he has as an update. But Mayorkas was there briefing the Chinese. I'm confident of that.
Well, that's Michael Yan made the same, a similar report. Steve, you got any follow-up on this?
Not on that particular issue, other than, you know, you know confirming what the one caller said. You got the Chinese, both Africa, Middle East, everywhere. They're definitely being put in different places to be able to carry out whatever initiatives that they're planning on doing.
Okay.
There's one more thing with that, too, with regard to what Steve's saying there, and Steve is exactly right. It goes back to something that Biden and John Kerry did in the lame duck period of the 2016 presidency. And they signed us on to what's often called the Kigali Principles, which was at that time 28 nation states belonging to UN compact. And if someone in that nation state membership needed help, whether it was medical martial law or whether it was insurrection or natural disaster, the Kigali Principles would allow the UN to dispatch any or all of the member nation troops to a particular country for help. It takes on the appearance of a treaty, and of course it never went to the Senate with a two-thirds approval. But the way they're getting around it now is they're calling these situations, like with the World Health Organization and what we're signing on there, they're calling it an agreement so they can avoid the treaty language and avoid Senate approval with a two-thirds majority. I think this needs to be challenged constitutionally in court, because they can call it hubbubaloo or an agreement. It's still a dang treaty, and we're being sold down the river. And I do believe that if we start to see insurrection in this country, you know, let's say the government starts forcing people out of their homes or whatever the offense would be, I believe the Kigali Principles will be used to label Chinese with blue helmets. And this is why I think that we're seeing Chinese cross the border in large numbers now. I think they're a preparatory force for what could be coming with this.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, as you know, the Chinese birth control methods left almost all the men there without any hope of having a Chinese wife. Don't you think, Steve, that the Mayorkas was promising beautiful American women to these Chinese troops down there in the Daring Gap?
Well, there's a good possibility they have been promising that, because or if nothing else, they've made sure that they've had plenty of men for their fighting force, knowing that they did have no hope for a future of a family. So therefore, they could have them focus on something totally different. But just like what John is saying, every bit of that is so true. And this is what I was talking about earlier in the broadcast, is that the Biden administration. But going back even to when Biden was vice president and John Kerry involved in Obama's affairs at that time, they've been planning this all along. This agenda has definitely been in the works for quite some time, because they know that our nation is not an easy nation to bring down. We're not under a communist rule already, so therefore to destroy democracy is not going to be an easy task.
No, not at all. Not at all. My belief for years has been there would be social disorder and a civil unrest, civil war in this country. And the People's Republic Army of China would graciously offer to help us in our time of need, to come here from across the ocean to help us in our time of need. What do you think, Dave?
They're already here. I published pictures I received from Border Patrol acquaintance and from Paul Preston's people. And we talked about this on a previous show. These Chinese that were shown with Border Patrol were standing at parade at ease. They had single little backpack carriers, and they put them down by their right foot in front in uniform. I mean, it was everything they did spoke to military presence.
Absolutely.
And, of course, they were males 18 to 35, and there's no question that I think the Chinese are going to be rolled out as a peacekeeping force. My sense is going to be this, though. I'm going to take a little different track. The UN, the World Health Organization, is basically going to be in charge of medical martial law as per Biden's agreement, which is really a treaty. And they could force you to take vaccinations. Rule 2.13 in New York is allowing the governor now to imprison anybody under medical martial law, with or without a reason, with or without a diagnosis. There's no appeal. There's no courts. There's no judicial overview with this. And I think it's a precursor for what's going to come. I think we're going to go under medical martial law, and the Chinese will be called in to enforce it.
Very likely. I wish I could find a way to disagree. Can
it's
you find
going to be
a way to-
Ebola. John, it's going to be Ebola. I've got something from the Denver Post from November 27th. 13 regional areas in the United States, and Denver led off with Denver Jewish Hospital, released an Ebola vaccine on November 27th. That made the news. I think this is what could be coming.
Well, we've had 20 years of real Ebola outbreaks in Africa, instilling fear. 20 years of film instilling fear with Ebola outbreaks that are fictional. So the battlefield has been prepped, hasn't it, Dave?
I think absolutely right. And I think that Steve and I are looking at the same issue, but he's just kind of seeing it from one angle and I'm seeing it from another. But I think effectively we're seeing pretty close to the same thing.
Roger that. Roger that.
And it is a bolt. You're right, Dave.
And of course, the Ebola is not the, is really, the more you look into it, I don't look at it as all that dangerous in and of itself. The dangerous thing I see is the Ebola vaccine. What do you think, Dave?
Well, listen, this first vaccine has killed 17 million people, according to some sources, and more to come because of the incubation effect. Can we expect anything different with an Ebola vaccine? And people won't comply with what happened, I think, with the COVID situation. So now they got to make what's coming much more deadly and scare people into compliance.
Well, I don't know how they can make it. Well, they can make it scarier. Bleeding out from every orifice of your body is pretty damn scary, isn't it?
It is. But here's another thing, too. I think we're seeing false news releases like this Denver Jewish Hospital release. I published documents that have been scrubbed from the Internet that Crusell Laboratories in 2006 through 2008 developed an Ebola vaccine. And at the same time, I published a patent from the U.S. Patent Office that the CDC owns Ebola. And the only way you can do that is if you modify it. That means they weaponized it. And then I have Canadian research I found that showed that Ebola can live outside the body. It can be aerosolized. It can stay on surfaces. And the transmission methods of Ebola are a lot different than what the public's being told. And that's from multiple Canadian research sources going back to 2009.
Well, brace yourselves, of course, to have mail-in ballots. They need another pandemic of some sort, don't they, Dave?
Well, you got a candidate who can't campaign. And they want Robert Kennedy killed because they won't even give him Secret Service protection. He's been infiltrated twice with a security threat. They still won't protect him. So they're desperate to get their puppet back in. I mean, Biden's a sock puppet, but they need the image to promote legitimacy to bring down this nation. And everything that they're doing is about bringing down America. There is nothing you can name that they're doing to help the American people.
Any possibility, Dave, that Gavin Newsom could step into that presidential nominee situation?
Well, I think it depends on what happens with Biden at this point. I think they know right now he wouldn't get 20% of the popular vote. The Democrats have turned on him because they don't like what's going on with the economy either. So I don't know that they're going to vote for Trump. And it's possible Newsom could be the guy. I'm confident it's not going to be Michelle Obama. There's no way. But Newsom would be the next choice. But he can't carry the day. California is, what, $50 billion in debt, and that's about ready to come out, according to Paul Preston. He'll be destroyed in any kind of election kind of debates. Trump would destroy him, and so would anybody else. Vivek Ramaswamy would destroy him, too. So, no, I don't think the Democrats think they can win. There is a group out there, though, and I want to know if Steve knows about this. It's called Cyber Reason, and sometimes it goes by the name Cyber Research. And I've been told it's part present Israeli intelligence from Assad and ex-Israeli intelligence, and they're running polls that are exploring the possibility of what would cause a 2024 election not to happen. So I think that this Israeli oriented group is looking at how they can derail the election that they know they can't win.
Your response, Steve?
He is correct on that, and that's where it's coming from. Oddly enough, I know most people don't want to hear that, but it is very true.
Yeah, and I want to be clear on this, John. I support Israel. Biblically, I support Israel, but I do not support Netanyahu. And there's a big difference there, and I don't support what he's doing in Palestine. I think going after Hamas was certainly appropriate, but they didn't have to kill all the civilians they did, and I want to be very clear on that point so I don't get the mails.
Okay, we're not going to take any more calls. We have our last break. We'll have Steve give his summary and wrap it up with Dave giving his summary. We'll be right back.
Where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. That ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, let's get your summary, and then we'll go on to Dave to wrap it up. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, we're definitely in a world of chaos right now, John. There's just no doubt about it. And, you know, I think this is going to be a very interesting year. I've been told this for a number of years now, going back all the way to 2019, that 2024 would really be the start of things expediting in this world and their agenda to move things forward. So I would just say, be as prepared as you possibly can. Be vigilant, you know, but don't live in fear.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Dave, your summary. You got about a minute and a half, sir.
Yeah, really good advice there from Stephen about don't live in fear. I totally agree with that. Humanity needs to come to a single realization that the people attempting to think they run this planet want to exterminate most people that are on it. And I could point to any number of things. And everything that I've heard since I've been on with you today, John, speaks to that direction. And people need to realize that we need to rise up. And they're afraid of us. They're afraid that the Bastille, the French Revolution, is coming their way. And that's why they're moving at breakneck speed to lock us down. I mean, the UN is even saying now that homeowners have to pay for climate mitigation of their own homes or lose their homes. I mean, they're serious about taking everything from us, and eventually they want to take our lives. And I think the sooner that we realize that, we can unify as humanity and stand up to them and stop them.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. Good to have you with us, and look forward to having you back next Tuesday.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Dave, thank you. Have a great day. And be careful on those snow-covered roads you travel out there.
Thank you.
Okay. I've driven through the mountains in a snowstorm. It is not fun. It is not fun at all. And God bless Dave for living in such a place. It's not my first choice, obviously. Okay, tomorrow, let's see, Wednesday, we'll have Chance with us from Simply Clean Foods. We'll have my friend Professor McKinney and Jeff Nyquist, as always. Thursday, we'll have Kirk with us, and the man with his brain on fire, Dr. Horowitz. Always great to have Dr. Horowitz with us. Brady should be with us to give us an update on the Liberated Rocket Heater Factory, and of course, my friend Tom Berryhill. Friday, we'll have Marie Lasseter with us. We'll have Scott Huff, and I think Leon will be with us for half an hour, and we'll have Randy Parker with Arkhaven, giving us an update on what's going on down in beautiful Harrison, Arkansas. A great week, as always. We'll get back to this tomorrow morning. Everybody stay tuned for tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. If you like what you hear, please be supporting Republic Broadcasting. We need your support. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County. Large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And let God, Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.